The fighting in Somalia intensified today as clashes moved closer to the capital, Mogadishu. Islamist forces fighting for the Islamic Courts Union hold the city. Troops loyal to the transitional government are approaching fast with the help of Ethiopian air power and ground forces.
In just a matter of days, they've pushed the Islamic Courts Union from many of the towns they controlled. The transitional government and the Ethiopians are now said to be within 60 miles of Mogadishu. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has been following news of the fighting from the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa.
Today, Somalia's transitional government pushed the Islamic Courts Union out of the city of Johar, which is just north of Mogadishu. That puts the transitional government within striking distance of the capital, which is a long way from where they were last week. Now, some reports on the ground indicate that the Islamic courts are in full retreat, that their fighters have withdrawn from Somalia's second-largest port city of Kismayo on the Indian Ocean and are trying to get to Mogadishu. Now, the courts are not going quietly into that good night. They say they'll be back and are willing to fight a guerrilla war, a protracted guerrilla war. And we've even heard reports today that the Al-Qaeda leaders in Iraq have called on Muslim fighters around the world to help the Islamic courts in Somalia.
Gwen, this has been a very quick reversal of fortune for the Islamists, for the Islamic Courts Union. Last week, they would have controlled most of southern Somalia. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, when you think about it, in the past 6 months, since June, the Islamic Courts Union has been on a real roll. They took Mogadishu in June, and since then they have taken so many communities and towns in southern Somalia that most media reports have called them the powerful Islamic Courts Union and have called the transitional government the weak transitional government. But just in 8 days' time, we're all rethinking what we've been saying, because the Islamic Courts fighters appear to have not anticipated air power from Ethiopia, and that seems to have really made a big difference in their fate.
What do you hear there in the Ethiopian capital about Ethiopia's objective in this fighting?
Ethiopia's prime minister held a press conference last night, and he reiterated that Ethiopia's role in Somalia is purely defensive. The Ethiopian government is very aware of the delicacy of its mission in Somalia. They certainly don't want to be seen as being in the forefront of the transitional government. They don't want to be seen as taking advantage of the Somali people or having any interest beyond self-defense against what they call radical extremists who have hijacked the Islamic Courts Union and are threatening the safety of Ethiopia.
When you talk to people in the capital of Ethiopia, what are they saying about their country's involvement in this fighting?
That's a complicated question. I mean, those who are close to the government have expressed real satisfaction with their campaign in Somalia, but there are Ethiopians who are quietly ambivalent about what's happening. After protracted campaigns in Eritrea, they're not eager to be in another fight. They say Ethiopia has more pressing problems to attend to at home, where there is 12% inflation and widespread poverty.
That's NPR's East Africa correspondent Gwen Tompkins speaking with us from the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. Gwen, thanks very much.
Thank you.